He's still there, Ted?
Mm-hmm. I'm still here.
Well, tell me one thing. Why are men such assholes?
Well, I think you just haven't met the right guy.
You sound like one of those right kind of guys.
Thank you, Karen. Look, Karen, one day you'll find a love that's deeper and more meaningful than anything you've ever imagined.
God, do you really think so, Ted?
I know so.
Do you think we could talk again, Ted? I gotta go to work now.
Uh-huh. Anytime, okay?
Okay.
Take care, Karen.
All right.
And don't do anything crazy.
All right.
You're a pretty girl. You are. You're a pretty girl. Yeah, you are.
Who is it?
It's me.
Just a minute.
I don't want to fight. I just want us to enjoy our time together before you have to leave. Now, that's so much to ask.
No. Nothing would make me happier.
What's that smell?
Oh, I left a bologna sandwich out on the kitchen counter.
Well, it stinks.
Mm-hmm. Sorry.
Okay. Oh, God, I love kissing now.
Me too.
What?
I have an idea.
Oh, no. Oh, what has that little brain of yours come up with this time?
It's just something I want to try.
What?
Have you ever heard of a thing called submission?
Well, I thought that's what I was doing every time I opened my legs.
Is that what it feels like to you?
Sometimes.
Adley, did you ever think that there might be a little bit more to sex than just opening your legs?
I just want to make love.
What could be more loving than having me take total control?
But nobody broke into my car.
Sorry, ma'am. I'm going to have to ask you to accompany me to the station.
In this? It's the dumbest looking cop car I've ever seen.
It's a civilian car, ma'am. Department budget only goes so far.
Oh, right. Police station's not over this way. The fuck are you doing? Fuck! Fuck! What the fuck are you doing? What the fuck are you doing?
Above your head.
Okay, no problem.
Turn around. Put your hands on your head.
All right.
Okay.
You don't need to explain the law to me. I go to law school.
Yeah, we checked that out. You sure do.
And I worked on the Thompson for Governor campaign. You can ask him about me.
A law student, active in politics. But what's a groovy guy like you driving around with a rape kit in this car?
Look, I told you, it's not a rape kit. I can explain to you every single thing you found in there.
I don't know, Ted. A nylon stocking mask with eye slits, a hacksaw, crowbar with duct tape around the handle, a knife, rope, handcuffs, lock-picking tools. So far, you haven't explained anything.
I think I've explained things pretty well.
Well, let me ask you something else. Okay, Ted?
Look, it's your show. Knock yourself out.
Great. So, you ever hear of a girl named Tina Gabler?
No.
Well, that's funny. She saw your picture and she insists that you're the guy that tried to kidnap her from the mall a couple of months ago.
Well, she's wrong.
Well, you wouldn't mind standing in a lineup then, would you?
You're wasting your time, but if it'll make you happy, go ahead.
Look, why don't we get back to that stuff later? I'm gonna read you a list of names and see if any of them ring a bell, okay?
Look.
Just shut up. Okay, Ted. Listen. Barbara Vincennes. Karen Stills. Suzanne Welch. Karen Parks. Brenda Ball. Patricia Garber. Miriam Cutler. Sean Randall. Lucy Lee. Melissa Smith. Wendy Fitz, Anita Mintier, Stephanie Merkson, Ellen Carter, Betsy Walter, Lynn Adams. You never heard of any of these women?
Look, I don't like the tone of your voice. This interview's over.
I want to talk to you about something.
Sure.
Please don't think that I'm trying to add to your problems here, okay? I mean, I know you've got a lot on your mind lately, okay?
Okay.
Okay, in the years that we've been together, I have been completely faithful to you, an honor that you haven't always reciprocated. Even here in prison, I've been willing to give you the benefit of the doubt, but when I hear on TV that you've got some girlfriend coming visiting you, that's when I have to ask myself, what am I doing here?
Is that what this is about? Look, Lee, that woman is working for me. She's trying to get me out of here. I'm in prison, for Christ's sake. I can't control what they say on TV. Lee, honey.
No. No more Lee, honey. Now you tell me right now. Is that woman your girlfriend?
No. You're my girlfriend, Lee. Now there's something I need to tell you. I'm being charged again.
What?
For some girl's murder.
Some girl?
Yeah, but the case is totally weak. They will never get a conviction.
Oh my God.
Lee.
Get me out of here.
Lee.
All right, Ted, let's get these chains off you, buddy.
Yeah, Randy, thanks.
Hey, you seem kind of excited this morning. Cooking up something for your defense, huh?
Yeah, I got a few ideas.
Just get the legs off real quick.
Hey, Randy.
Yeah, Ted, what's going on?
Why do women wear makeup and use perfume?
I don't know why, Ted.
Because they're ugly and they stink.
What are you saying? I sure hope you thought this through. You know the old saying, the attorney that represents itself has a fool for a client.
Yeah. That's what I've heard. Thanks, man.
Good luck, my buddy.
Happy year.
Hey, Ted, I'm gonna have a smoker in the hall, okay?
Okay.
Jumped out of this second-story window at the front of the Pitkin County Courthouse this morning. Witnesses say he left in a hurry, however, nobody saw him open the window, and he escaped clean in an unknown direction.
Scheduled date that you be put to death by a current of electricity sufficient to cause your immediate death. And such current of electricity shall continue to pass through your body until you are dead.
I can tell you that everything's moving ahead with plans for the execution at 7 a.m. Bundy was offered a last meal about 40 minutes ago. He was offered steak and eggs, and he refused it. Prison officials are now preparing to shave his head and prepare him for execution at 7 o'clock.
I would like to be right in there and see him
fry.
Look out,
burn.
Ready for him to die.
Snap, crackle, pop, buddy.
Justice is going to be served at 7 o'clock today.
There you go, later on the handyway.
There you go, Lake City.
Lake City,
I don't want to die. I'm not going to lie to you. I admit that. And I'm not asking for clemency, I'm not asking for forgiveness. I'm not asking for sympathy. I know they're gonna kill me sooner or later. You don't need to worry about that, but there's a lot of crimes I could solve. That the state could just see fit to let me live for 2 or 3 years longer. I mean, look, I know I'm not like other people. I know I can't feel sympathy for other people. But I'm still human. And then I cut her head off with a hacksaw and I took it home with me. I mean, there's so much more to me than this guy that goes around doing those crazy things. So much more.
said that Bundy spent the night weeping and praying. Then at 7 a.m., he was moved to the electric chair.
That's it.
Theodore Bundy was executed at 7:16 this morning in the electric chair at Florida State Prison. He was executed for the murder of 12-year-old Kimberly Leach of Lake City, Florida. You know, he was also under sentence of death for the murder of two young women in Tallahassee. Everything was carried out according to the book.
How would you describe his demeanor?
The body will be taken to a funeral home in Gainesville.
Finally.
I can't believe it. I was with him for years. I never knew him. I never knew him at all. Who was that guy? Who was Ted Bundy?
I'm Ted Bundy.
I'm Ted Bundy. I'm Ted Bundy. I'm Ted Bundy.